Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Pei Beis. Although there is the principle based on the Gemara in Baba Kama, which is found in Pei Hamad Aleph, of Rapo Yerapeh, which is the words in the Torah that give permission for doctors to practice medicine, but not just practice medicine, it's really a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya Shin Lamed Vav Siman Aleph writes, Natna Torah, Nitna Torah Rishus, L'Rofa L'Rapos. That's based on the Gemara, and then the Shulchan Aruch writes, "U'mitzvahi u'bichlal pikuach nefeshu." It's a mitzvah, and it's part of the laws of preventing a loss of life. The Taz on the Shulchan Aruch there explains the language of Rishus. This means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave permission. So he says that really we're supposed to ask Hashem, who's the ultimate doctor, for rachamim. But we aren't meriting for this, says the Taz. Therefore, we go to a doctor, b'derech hateva, the way of the world. And Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to this, and quote-unquote gave permission. Therefore, it becomes now a mitzvah, an imperative for doctors to provide medical care. Nevertheless, we have a responsibility to our own health. It's not enough to just say, I'm not feeling, I'm going to go to a doctor. We have to prevent, do what we can to prevent. Rav Asher Weiss, in his Kuntres Corona, which he wrote to respond to numerous halachic questions during the COVID-19 pandemic, is a whole chapter on the obligation for keeping a hygienic and health-conscious life to prevent any health issues that could come one's way. One of the sources that he brings is a story from Ar Gemara, and he brings a Gemara, it's a Gemara on Pei Beis, Amad Aleph, Ar Gemara, Amad Aleph, where Rav Huna asks his son, Rabbah, he says to him, why haven't you been learning Torah by Rav Chista, who's a very clear, sharp teacher? So Rabbah responded, and he said, why should I learn by him? Whenever I go there, he doesn't discuss Torah. All he does is talk about Divrei Ba'alma. He talks about the stuff of the world, mundane matters. One time he was telling me, you go into the bathroom, don't sit down right away, don't try to exert yourself too much because you could injure yourself. And he said, so don't try, you know, it's dislocating your muscles. What's this business? Rav Huna has an incredible comeback line. It's the father of Rabbi. He says to him, "Who asik b'chayi debriyasav atamar b'milei da'alma." He says he's teaching you things about how to survive, about how to live, and you're saying that this is just nothing. This is a mundane. Go and learn by him. So Rosh Weiss concludes that we see from here how healthy behavior is part of a Torah life and not a mere mundane matter. As we know, the Rambam himself was a doctor and wrote medical books. Yet, he also put preventative health measures in the Mishneh Torah, Book of Halacha, and Hilchos Deos, the third and fourth paraks. Of course, learning Masechah Shabbos, we come across the concept of being Mechal Shabbos in a Bikuach Nefesh situation, even for a small risk or danger. The source for this is Magen Mishnah on the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis Alachil Aleph, where he says even 1 in 1,000 that's unlikely, which is a very, very small risk. He says, even there, it's considered a choloshesh bo sakana, and we are mechal Shabbos for this. The context there was talking about a woman in labor. So how much more so a type of health danger that's known, that's prevalent? One is obligated to stay away from such risks based on the svar. Rav Asher Weiss paskin in a different kuntres, a different place, that children should receive vaccinations for measles, rubella, mumps, even if statistically the occurrence of this among children is very low. It says there's no nafkamina, because with certainty a child that's not vaccinated, children will chas v'shalom die. Even if 1 in 1,000 is a full, there will be a full obligation to protect from this. We conclude with the tefillah from Asher Weiss, asking from Hashem, L'rachem aleinu al peit haseinu, limnoam ashchi sumageifa, to protect us from illness and plagues, me aleinu me al kolam abi Yisrael, amen.